And number 11, this part right here.
I think that that would be a skirt, but okay. I'm not sure.
Okay, number 11 is a skirt. And number 6, this back part here, does that have a name?
Candle.
Okay.
Would that still be a candle?
I don't know. I'm not sure what it's called.
I would think those would still be skirts.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be the skirts.
Okay. And number 13, the thing that goes under the horse.
That's a cinch.
Okay.
No. That isn't the cinch.
Maybe you can see it better down here.
Well, this is the cinch.
Okay, 13.
But what holds the cinch? What do they call that strap? It's not a latigo. The top part of the cinch that is held up onto the saddle when you tighten it up on the horse's belly,
okay.
That's the latigo.
Right, number 7. Yeah,
but
it's
I don't
a
know
yeah.
what this strap is called here that has
okay.
the holes in it. Do you?
Skirt, I guess.
Okay.
No, not that, Victor. That's a strap.
Okay. And how about number 8 here?
What do they call that part for that holds the stirrups? I don't know what they call it.
Okay. And number 10
is... I call it a skirt.
Okay. And number 10 is a...
Stirrup.
Okay. And number 3 here, the thing that the horn is on.
Oh, what is the front part
pommel.
Of
pommel?
That's right. Pommel?
Pommel.
Pommel?
Yeah.
Pomo.
P-O-M-M-E-L.
Pommel.
Okay.
Well, I've ridden lots of them.
Yeah. Let me ask you about the bridle. this part on the front of the horse's head.
It's a brow band.
Okay. And number 3, these things, number 1 was brow band. Number 3 mm-hmm. is these
a headstall.
Okay. And number 2?
Well, that's a nose piece, but I don't know what they call it.
Okay. What is number 9, the thing goes behind his ear?
Well, I don't know. It's just the thing that goes behind his ear.
Okay. Okay.
What do they call it, Victor? Where the ear goes through? It's part of the headstall.
Part of the brow band.
Okay. Number 4, the thing that goes under his... Under
that's
his,
the throat latch.
Okay. And I'm wondering about number 5 and number 6. Number 5.
One's a chin strap. Well, 7's a chin strap.
Okay. 7's a chin strap.
Okay. One's a bridle rein.
Okay.
And one keeps them from throwing their head.
Okay. Okay. So number 5 is the bridle rein.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And number 6 is another rein. Okay.
And the piece that's in their mouth is called the bit.
Okay. Would you call this number 11?
Yes.
The bit.
Mm-hmm.
What are these rings? Do they have a name?
They probably do. That's what holds the bridle reins.
Okay. But you don't know what that is.
I don't know what they call it.
Okay.
It's part of the bit. That's all I know.
Okay. Okay. That's great. Well, you knew a lot more than I did. I don't know any of them. We didn't ride many horses where I grew up. A couple of things about the cowboys or ranchers. The thing that they used to
the lariat rope.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever call anything besides a lariat?
I don't think so.
Did you ever call it a lasso?
Yes.
Or is that something different?
I think a lariat and a lasso are the same.
Same thing.
Okay. And a thing that they would use maybe on a ranch or a farm, it had a wheel in the front and then a big bucket with two handles that they would...
Wheelbarrow.
Okay. Did you have those?
Yeah, we had those.
Okay.
They said that's the way the Irish learned to walk. But that isn't the way I learned to walk.
and this is just, I'm just curious, I'm not even sure y'all have enough water around here to ask this question, but what would you call a boat with oars, that had oars did y'all have anything like that around here?
No.
Okay.
Well, I guess we had them here in Durango around the river and all.
Okay.
But I don't know what a rowing boat.
Okay.
Would that be right?
Rowboat.
Rowboat.
Was there a name for